There's always new enemies lining up left, right and bloody centre, and all for what? All for being born under a queer moon into the wrong family, that's what. Cursed from birth and that. Set out like a bloody turd and treated like one ever since. I tell you what, though, I'll do whatever it takes to get out of the Green Cathedral alive, because no one's laying their hands on us again. I've had enough of all that. I'll not stop at battering them either. I'm sick of it all, me. Sick of running. Sick of the guilt that's like a hand round your throat in the night, when you're all alone and exposed in the darkness, and there's just you and the knowledge of what you've done. You carry it inside you, this fear of your own dark potential. You carry it in your chest, and you carry it in your blood. Maybe it was always there right from the beginning, from the moment circumstance grabbed us. There was the sound of a grave crying in my ear that night, and that's when I knew he wasn't going to make it. You took that ash-coloured poker and you raised it one more time and you brought it down right on his head again. Metal on bone makes an awful noise, and his skull cracked like an eggshell. You could see the skin split to show the squirming redness beneath it, and I did go to scream, but now it came out, save a backwards hiccup that stuck in my throat like half a wishbone. I'd not wish this on my worst cursed enemy. His eyelids were fluttering then, and his right leg went dead, straight like a mouse that's just had its back flattened in a trap. It shot out, then it twitched, and I knew that blow had him done for. There was a dent in his head, and in the bottom of the poker-shaped hollow, I could see the brain inside him. It was pink and white and blue and brown and many other colours besides, and I swear on the Virgin Mary's name I could smell it and all. It was the one muscle that was never much use to him, bless him. And the poker, it was in your hand, it was hanging there by your side, and there was blood everywhere. Little spots all over the van walls, droplets, a thousand of them. In that moment, I could see that death was crawling over him, crawling all over my husband. And he was wrestling it, and he was losing the will, like. His body was a grey beach, and the tide was going out, all the way out, never to return.